Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
That was excellent. That was excellent. That was the best plugged in, mic'd up, nor now we've ever had.
And welcome to the Totally Acoustic season finale, when we'll be playing extra songs from nearly all the acts who've played with us over the course of this series. Starting off, that was Model Village from back in February, and from the next month's one in March, this is Charlie from the Retro Spankies.
To distract your attention. perfection. So we destroyed your comprehension. You're wrong. I'm gone. Too wasted.
And that was Liz from the school. Next is John Osborne doing a poem.
It's called Schmoozing at an Evening Do. No one really wants canapes, but they are a useful device to disguise social discomforts. Taking a smoked haddock fish cake from the waitress's silver tray is essentially the same as checking for text. Glasses of fizz are marginally more welcome. You can calculate how quickly you can reasonably polish one off before reaching out for another. In this minute or so, you can forget that you are all by yourself, that you have no one to talk to, and soon enough the person making their speech will be making their speech, or the band will start, or someone you actually like will turn up. Or it will be late enough to go home without it seeming rude. But for now, you are stuck with a lemon and black pepper scallop clinging to an empty glass, because life is a constant dilemma of wondering what to do with our hands.
Silence, cheap, proud, is miscellaneous. Shite. I mean, the beauty about retiring is that you can go right back to your beginnings, and it's not using old material anymore. It's nostalgia. It's like a classic album. That being in mind, I'm all over. But that being in mind, did I say that? What does that mean? Is anything in mind? This is a song I wrote in 1981, and most, in fact, of the things and the people in it are now dead. See if you can spot which is which. Even fish have fingers, even walls have ears. Labour had left wingers, Captain Morgan has his buccaneers. Towels have towel dispensers, Superman has super glue. Even Marks have Spencers, so why can't I have you? It's a love song. People like philanthropy, Slovakians like Czechs, vampires like anthropy, everybody likes all sexes. Speaking of Roy Jenkins, he likes his burgundy. Eskimos like penguins, so why don't you like me? Gets worse. Herberts love their rubber, Philip loves the Queen, everybody loves their mother, and a boy sardine loves a girl sardine. Car owners love to clean them, monkeys love their nuts, but you've never even seen them, so why do you hate my guts? Message in the last verse, of course. Little flowers need the rain, a body needs a head, masochists need pain, and a baker always needs his bread. Chicks need chicken feed, you know, a parking meter needs a coin. When I told you that I need you, you need me in the groin. They're not biting him like that anymore.
That was the ever legendary Peter Buckley Hill. And now here's a young man who I think has a fine future ahead of him, and indeed behind him, because it is me.
Yes, poor Pop Will Eat Itself wrote a song about including Alan Moore in a song, and they only did it because Alan Moore rhymes with loads of things, and you certainly won't find that in this song. So this song is called The Ballad of Alan Moore. Like almost every Thursday lunchtime, I was at the comics rack, flipping through Countdown Arena, thinking, yes, I know it's crap, but it's got alternate universes, which I'm a sucker for. Then I heard a voice I thought I knew, and looking up, I saw Alan Moore, Alan Moore, standing in the corner of the store. Alan Moore, Alan Moore, standing in the corner of the store. Well, the entire shop went silent as everybody realised our generation's hero had caught us all buying shite. I quickly made my purchases and ran out of the store so I could ring my best beloved and say, guess who I just saw? Alan Moore, Alan Moore, standing in the corner of the store. Alan Moore, Alan Moore, standing in the corner of the store. She said, well, that's amazing, but are you really sure? I said, well, he's got a beard and ringing fingers, and he's 9 foot tall. He's cruising the imagisphere, and he's wielding a warlock staff with Glycon, the soft puppet god, and Cthulhu singing bass. It's Alan Moore, Alan Moore, standing in the corner of your store. Alan Moore, Alan Moore, we demand his bibliography's recall. Mogo doesn't socialise, top 10 comes from Supreme, whatever happened to the man of tomorrow, Promethea, the League, Watchmen V and Marvel Man, something Halo Jones,
the double-decker brain and skis and Captain Brim.
Oh!
Hang on just a minute. Suddenly I see it was Alan Moore who sparked my love of multiverse theory. So I ran back to the shop and grabbed him in a manly hug and said, I thank you for the years of comics I've loved, bad and good. Or at least that's what I would have said on Earth 1610. But on Earth Prime I was much too scared and so I went home. So Alan Moore, Alan Moore, never knew how much I had to thank him for. Alan Moore, Alan Moore, I wrote this song to thank you, Alan Moore.
That was Simon Love. You might have noticed that the sound quality is a bit different on that one because I set up my four-track incorrectly. So we had to get the sound from that one off of Simon's camera. Unfortunately, that meant that we didn't get any of Keith Top of the Pops set. Well, we did get a tiny, tiny little bit of one of the songs, but we can't possibly use that. So, again, many apologies to Keith and indeed Keith fans. To make it up for it, here's another poem for you. This one's from Ben Moore.
This is me. Two-thirds up a tree you told me to climb. If you loved me, you would, you said. I do, so I do. It's a strawberry day where clouds haven't mattered, and the grass has been our friend all barefoot afternoon. We've chained daisies, peeled apples, shooed flies. I reach up for the further branch. This is me. Entering the water, a freeze grabbing at my feet. A November stroll down a sky-worn beach, long full of nobody but then us, our running, our hope. The wind ripping sheets of seaside into our eyes, and we leaned like cliffs into the gusts. You said, let's go paddle. I wade on towards you. This is me, by the mantelpiece. You said I'd be fine. A party just uncorked and bubbling up. We came together and are mingling away, spirits in a cocktail, with people I like but who know you better. I'm stuck for someone's name and you see this. You pause and hold back. With lost puppy eyes, I look lovingly to you. These are me. Climbing, paddling, struggling. And these are you. Your face, washed clean with sunlight, yelling me higher, higher. Your hair thrown into a rolling halo, your eyes open, your skin fizzing. Your hand hiding a laugh you'd hate your friends to hear. These are three moments. You begin to climb the tree. You take my hand. You step over and save me. Thank you.
Drugs and drink, clothes so suburban.
And that was Emma Cooper finishing off the series. Thanks so much for listening. If you came to a show, thanks for coming to the show. I hope you join us next time. We're planning to get it going again round about October, November time. But if you subscribe to the podcast, you should get notified of that when it happens anyway. So yeah, if you want any more details of anything that happens or has happened or will happen, you can find it at www.totallycoosy.com. But that's it. So yeah, thanks a lot everybody, and see you next time. Oh,